Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Jerry Tritz, opinion page editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
So, Jerry, today we're going to talk about opinion.
Yes.
You have a few, I've heard.
That's my job, yep.
There you go.
I'm supposed to be opinionated.
All right. So Jerry, as I say, is our opinion page editor. So he is the one who handles the bulk of the work on the News Tribune's opinion pages. And Jerry and I have had conversations in the past that sometimes for readers or listeners, there's a misunderstanding maybe between opinion versus news. So Jerry, kind of give us your definition as to what is opinion versus what is news.
Well, some people would say that news is never completely objective. There, you know, there's always factors that go into that. But the goal of objectivity is to try to show both sides of the story and be fair, as not inject your opinion as a writer, to be as fair as possible to both sides, to the extent that it's humanly possible. Opinion, of course, is that you're telling your opinion. You're maybe leaving out the facts of the other side and pushing your own side. And that's what the page is for from the daily editorial that we write to the letters to the editor to the syndicated columns we run, as well as the op-eds that we run from our reader advisory board and from certain members of the public.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, Jerry and I both have both been in the business for 20 plus years. So I would suggest that probably in the last 5 to 10 years, that there's been a little bit of blurring of the public's perception between opinion and news. So do you think that's a fair statement?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I think some of it too, and again, this is my opinion, I think some of it goes to cable TV, where cable TV networks specifically that were geared towards news that ended up being more about advocacy of views and things such as that. One thing I would say with the News Tribune, for instance, there's a very clear line between our news pages and our opinion pages. So reporters, for instance, really don't contribute to the opinion page, correct?
Correct, yeah.
So, you know, at that point, our goal is that we want the reporters to just be looking at the stories, as Jerry mentions, looking at both sides of the stories, talking to both sides of the story, and presenting a factual account of the issue or the event. So Jerry mentioned a couple bodies that we do have here that are really specialized in opinion. One of them is the editorial board. Jerry, kind of walk them through as to what the editorial board is.
Well, the editorial board is composed of several members of our newspaper, myself, Gary, and our general manager, and a couple others. We meet occasionally, but sometimes it's just for me to bounce ideas off. Every day I write a daily editorial. I submit it to the editorial board for them to give their input, you know, their positive, negative, or neutral, or if they see something factual issue, they let me know about that too. The same thing with the daily cartoons that Jim Dyke contributes. He submits that to the editorial board. And each day, you know, any member of the board can give input, feedback on that as well.
Yeah, and I got to say, I mean, I think that's a approach that we've had for generations. It predates me, probably predates Jerry as well. And I really appreciate, first of all, Jerry does pin 99.9% of our local editorials, but it gives us an opportunity to really go deeper into it, maybe in, if there's something we don't understand or we want to challenge it, then he's been very gracious to go back and rework it, because it's really not about your opinion, right? It's the News Tribune's opinion.
Correct. Yeah, I try to write it from that standpoint that historically, well, we live in more of a conservative community, and our paper has always historically tried to reflect that. We don't try to be partisan from the sense that we always support one party over the other or their positions. There are times we've supported positions from Democrats as well as Republicans, but I don't try to write my individual opinions. I try to write them on behalf of the paper, what historically our paper has, you know, advocated.
Yeah. Now, conversely, I will say with Jim Dyke's cartoons, that's not the case. So Jim's cartoons are Jim's opinion, and they do run in our newspaper. Jim's an employee of the newspaper, but we do have the opportunity to say, we think this cartoon maybe misses the mark, and he has an opportunity to redraw it, or we work it out that way.
Okay, so now how is the Reader Advisory Board different from the editorial board?
It's six members of our community, soon to be seven, I believe, that we gather monthly, and we just talk for an hour about issues in the community, issues in the newspaper, how we cover things. Sometimes they suggest editorials that we might pursue, we might write about.
Okay. So we kind of talked about the locally generated staff pieces, but there are also pieces from folks on both sides of the coast. Kind of walk us through. Those are called syndicated columnists. How we get those, why we choose some of the ones that we do.
Yes, we have a number of syndicated columnists that we run weekly or more than weekly, bi-weekly. Some from the Washington Post. We have two columnists that we run from Arkansas, from our owners at Waco Media in Arkansas. And, you know, we try to get people with a variety of different viewpoints and positions, and probably the majority of them are conservative to different levels. But yeah, we try to get a variety of people who think differently.
Yeah. I had an editor once who referred to the opinion pages, the marketplace of ideas. I always thought that was a great metaphor there, you know, where people come and they should have an opportunity to express how they feel, to really share and listen, and then contribute to that concepts of what they want the community to be, what they want the society to be. And I will say, I mean, that's kind of our goal, I would say, our shared goal is that it's not one side only. We try to get that well-balanced viewpoint from a variety of different sides.
Yeah, one of the columnists we run is George Will. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning columnist, and he's very conservative, but at the same time, he's not a fan of Donald Trump. If you've ever read him, he, especially during Trump's administration, he was very critical of Trump. But so, yeah, we try to get people who don't necessarily think a certain way. And although he is conservative, he, I guess, goes against the grain on that issue, at least.
Yeah, and I think it's challenging for some folks because they see an opinion page as black and white. But there are clearly, again, the last 5 to 10 years, there seems to be a lot more shades of gray in the spectrums there of conservative versus liberal or on any issue.
Yeah, and there's issues maybe few and far between people would say that both parties agree with or sort of come to the same consensus on. But
well, the last and certainly not the least important element of an opinion page is the letters to the editor, which is honestly the lifeblood of the page. I mean, that's where folks have an opportunity to express their opinions, and it can be a wide variety of topics. So let's talk about first how, if someone had an opinion they wanted to express, what are the rules to get your letters to the editors published, and what are some of the guidelines?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for people to, you know, weigh in on any topic, whether they see something in the news, whether they see something on the opinion page. If we run a syndicated columnist that you agree with or you don't agree with, whatever the case may be, if you live here in around Jefferson City in our readership area, and you can write a letter that's 400 words or fewer, that's on a certain topic, it has to be issue oriented. And, you know, we're pretty liberal with how we view that. We try to give people leeway. And if you can do that and get it to us, if it meets the criteria, we're going to put it in. I think a lot of people don't understand that. I think a lot of people think that I or someone else here at the newspaper goes through the opinions, the letters to the editor that we get, and we pick and choose depending on whether we agree with it, which we don't. You know, that defeats the whole purpose of the venue, is to give people their say. If I only put in the letters I agreed with, I'd be only putting in a small fraction of the letters that go in there, probably.
Well, I think an element of that, too, is you and I both have been called out in letters to the editor, too. So if it were a case where we were trying to really manage the gate there to keep out things that we didn't want to be published, then you wouldn't see that criticism from readers. So.
Oh, yeah. In the letters, yeah, we've gotten praise, we've gotten criticism, we've gotten, you know, both. So yeah. we put it all in. You know, we have certain criteria, of course. It's family newspaper. You can't, you know, use vulgar language or things like that. You know, so we have a few simple ground rules like that. We do allow you, if you see another letter that you want to comment on, you can do that. The only thing is, we used to allow the letter writers to directly respond to each other, and it got to the point where there was a lot of back and forth bickering, and the readers didn't like that, so we changed things a couple of years ago. Now we allow you to address another letter. You can write about another letter to the editor, but you have to refer to the letter, not the person. So you can't mention the writer by name or even the writer. We ask that you mention just the letter itself and the views stated in the letter, and to do so respectfully. You know, so if you can do that, you can comment, you can praise or criticize another letter's views.
A lot of the reasoning behind that too is they got very personal, very, very ugly, quite honestly.
Yeah,
and it really wasn't then, it wasn't about the issue. It became more about stereotyping people or their positions. And so again, the idea behind this is to, let's talk about the issues, let's elevate the issue where we can try to see the other person's perspective and then either engage in some fashion to explain why you believe differently. The other common complaint I hear too is they're always the same people, you know.
Yeah.
Why do you let so-and-so write every week? Because we also limit once a week now too, because we were getting flooded from some letter writers are very prolific and write daily, and others every so often. So kind of let's talk a little bit about why we don't say, hey, Jerry Tritch, you've written enough letters this week, or we don't want to hear any more of your letters. Why do we do that?
Well, we try to strike a balance. You know, we did up until, you know, a year or two ago, we did let people write however much they wanted with the rationale that until we don't have the space, there's so many people writing that we just don't have the space to run it, we might as well run it. But We changed that to a once weekly policy. We let writers write weekly because, you know, we try to balance giving people their say, giving people the freedom to say what they want with the reader's interest. And the readers told us we don't want people writing every single day. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even want them writing once a week. I've had some say, you need to make it monthly. And I think that's based on, you know, they're sick of certain writers and certain opinions that keep popping up. But, you know, for now, we think that's a good balance.
Well, and I think sometimes folks think, well, there's only a limited amount of space, so don't let this writer keep writing every week because you're keeping other people out. But in actuality, I mean, we have expanded pages as we needed to for extra letters so that we can run them in a timely fashion. So that's not really a constraint. We also, at least 3 days a week, we run extra digital pages of columns. So it's not really keeping syndicated columnists out either. So my encouragement is if you believe that, then somebody shouldn't be writing so much. We just need more people writing. So then it kind of, it's like water. It kind of levels out there. Everybody gets a better opportunity to express their views.
Yeah, I've had people say, why do you let them write that often, or why do you let them write what they're writing? And, you know, my typical answer, my first response is, send something to me to counter that. Give me your own opinion. I'll be glad to put that in as well.
Yeah. So let's go back to opinion. So what's the best opinion piece you think you've written that you're most proud of, and how did you do it?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I write six a week.
And you've been doing this how many years?
Since early 2017, so maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you. There's been too many. I've received several awards, you know, for opinion writing, and I don't know if there's a single one that steps out in my mind. So
okay.
I'd have to think a little more on that.
All right. Kind of walk us through how you decide what the topic is with six a week. I mean, I'm certain there are plenty of topics out there, but how do you thin out what you want to talk about, and how do you develop the opinion that then is published?
Well, I try to obviously first read our own newspaper, because I'd say the majority of topics that I get come from our newspaper. So I look at not just, you know, issues at the city council, obviously the county commission and the state, and when the legislature is in session, there's, you know, of course, there's hundreds and hundreds of bills over there at any given time. So there's always things to write about from that standpoint. But occasionally, I also like to either push a certain program that may be going on. It may be connected with, you know, a cancer month awareness or, you know, things like that. But sometimes there's certain local issues like that, or local programs or events that are just worth pushing. Sometimes it's people. You know, this past Saturday, I wrote something on Sharon Knott here in our community. She was given an award. She was actually given two awards recently. Mm-hmm. And she's done so much for our community. She's one of the many people who have really stepped up and contributed to our community, both financially and just, her time and talents, I think. She's done a lot. So I wrote something saying she was very deserving of that award. So, you know, occasionally we like to promote the people in this town, the organizations in this town who make it what it is, who make it a better place.
Yeah. So let's kind of wrap this up here. From your perspective, what is the mission of the opinion page? What are you trying to do when you sit down every day to assemble these letters to the editors, these opinion pieces that you write, that you gather from other sources?
Apple has a slogan, think differently, or maybe it's think different. Maybe it should be think differently, but I think it's think different. They've had that slogan in the past. And that's, I guess, what I hope people will do, that they will look at different opinions, that they will look at things from a different perspective other than the one they already have with the knowledge they have, that they will gain more knowledge and maybe look at things a little differently. That doesn't mean they have to change their opinions. It doesn't have to mean they have to change their political viewpoints. But I think it's, you know, good to, if you can understand where someone else is coming from, the opinions they have and how they got there, it's going to help you develop your own worldview.
Well, and the conversation gets deeper then also. If you have a belief, and I truly listen to that belief, but then that alters how I can communicate with you. You know, otherwise, to me, it just becomes, you're going to shout your view at me, and then I'm going to shout my view at you, and whichever's louder wins. And to me, that's, I agree. I think that page offers an opportunity to create empathy for other members of the community, as well as engagement as far as understanding in a civil way to converse back and forth so that we all grow better.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, keep up the good work, Jerry. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, listeners, I'm here with Lane Strasner, our community engagement editor, and this is just a reminder that we'd love to come out and speak to your group. If you'd like to hear a little bit more about the News Tribune, NT on Tap, or anything about the stories that we're working on, we'd be happy to come out and spend some time with you and your group. So just drop me an email at gary@newstribune.com and we'll see what we can work out.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.